Well, I'll tell you what, you're my kind of people, because I grew up on a farm in West St. Louis County back in the 50s, and we start out with beef calves, and if you raise livestock, the only way to make money is if you raise a lot of your own feed, for those of you who don't have that experience. And so we raised our own corn, and we raised our own soybeans and our own hay, and we had a truck come out from the mill, and this truck would come out from the mill, and it would grind up the corn and the soybeans and the hay, and then we would add sacks of vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, and we'd make pellets out of it, and this is what we would feed the calves. And in 6 months' time, we'd ship them to market to be slaughtered, or we'd save back some of the best ones for ourselves. We'd knock them in the head and eat them, put it bluntly. And it always fascinated me as a teenager that we did that for those calves, and in 6 months, ship them off to be slaughtered, or we'd eat them. And we wanted to live to 100 years of age without any aches and pains. And guess what? We didn't take any vitamins or minerals. And that bothered me. So I asked my dad, I'd say, "Hey, Pops, how come you do that for those calves and you don't do that for us?" And he'd give me this good old Missouri farm wisdom. He'd say things like, "Shut up, boy. You're getting this farm fresh food and we hope you appreciate it." And of course, I was very quiet then because I didn't want to miss out on any meals. Well, then when I went to school, I went to the University of Missouri, the School of Agriculture, and I got my degree in agriculture. And it was very interesting to me that I got my major in animal husbandry and nutrition. My minor was in field crops and soils. And then I got into veterinary school. As a freshman veterinary student, I learned the answer to my question. And the answer is this. We know how to prevent and cure diseases in animals with nutrition. And the reason why we do that is because we don't have major medical. We don't have hospitalization, Blue Cross Blue Shield. We don't have Medicare. We don't have Hillary to watch out for us. If you're going to make money as a farmer, you better know how to do stuff yourself, and you better do it efficiently with feed and nutrition if you can.